the
Yes.
same exact question that the cred team asks when it makes ads. Like
Correct.
David Warner with Rajamouli has to be one of the best content pieces from the week, right?
Tony, but please tell me, is it Rajasthan Royals resurgence or
TV
Empire to director, we have a player review. Can we rock and roll, please?
Hello and welcome to Bits and Pieces, the friendliest cricket podcast. I am Tariq and we are joining you in a week which has been huge for T20. Multiple sixes being hit in the last over, high score almost being chased, but then team falling short because of those massive sixes in the last over. But enough about the Qatar versus Nepal T20 game. We are here to talk about probably the other T20 tournament also going on. And with me to talk about that, let's begin with, is this first appearance?
No.
I'll just be nice and quietly leave that ball outside off stump. But this is probably my, to be fair, it's not like I've done double digit pods. Might probably be my fourth or fifth one. But yeah, it's not my first.
You made your debut in the last IPL, right?
IPL or was it World Cup? Can't remember. Oh, maybe IPL actually, yeah. Yeah.
So Tariq showing up and asking Adi if this is his debut is like during the Anthony DeMello Trophy. Sarfaraz Khan is making his debut and treating Yashasvi Jaiswal like some bachche party. Come.
So nonetheless, as the host, I have to still introduce Adi. The reason I was asking was making sure that I'm not introducing him as a debutant when he is clearly not, but these are the things that he is. He is a keen reader and voracious runner. Oh, sorry, I think I've got that mixed up. Voracious reader, keen runner.
Played.
And completed his, at least there was a first, completed his first full marathon last year. Slightly ironic that he's joining to discuss the shortest format while he's running the longest format out there. So welcome, Adi, to this episode of the pod.
Thanks, Tariq. And as someone famously once said, long distance runners keep it up for longer. So, yeah.
Oh, really? You know, Tariq said that you completed your first full marathon last year. I want to know which year did you start? Very long marathon.
I haven't turned off the watch on Strava as yet. I'm still running somewhere.
Oh, 2007 World Cup. Early in the piece.
Okay, meanwhile, we have also to lend impartiality to this panel to make sure that we are not just people who have been watching the tournament who are representing it here, also those who are not necessarily watching it. And that is why we have Nitin with us. Say hi, Nitin Sundar.
Hi, Broti. Good to be back on the IPL pod. It feels very weird. Feels like you've woken up from a coma because I've not watched maybe a few highlights here and there in the last 3 weeks. So yeah, let's see where this goes.
I guess you can catch up live as we. And then to lend watch a party. Sense of overrepresentation of Bengalis on Bengali New Year Day, we also have Iman on the pod. Hi, Iman.
Hello, everybody. Keen IPL watcher, follower of KKR.
So there you go. All the Bengali representation boxes have been ticked. And from there, we move on to the one man who's had the most amount of impact, this IPL, material impact, in fact, because since his meeting Sanju Samson, Rajasthan Royals seem to be moving towards their destiny. The destiny in question being topping the table and then getting eliminated, somehow losing two eliminators and qualifiers in a row. But let's see if the Tony effect will change that. Say hi to Tony Sebastian.
Hi, unjinxable. Unjinxable this year is, that's what I'm calling it. We are, it's also Malayalam New Year, Vishu, as we like to call it. Hey, I think it's also Tamil New Year, no? Tamils have like
yes.
Two, three New Years. No. Yeah, Happy New Year to everyone.
எங்கள் நாட்டில் எல்லாம் நாளும் கார்த்திகை. Perfect. So we have two Bengalis, 1.5 Mallus and 1.5 Tams on this podcast.
Good.
It's a pretty good national representation.
On New Year. And... No, only New Year teams have been picked though. So we should point that out.
So let's start with maybe you, Tony. Talk us through the RRR, the Rajasthan Royals Renaissance of... This season to begin with, and then we get everybody's impressions on what's going on in the IPL.
It's been a pretty interesting year, right? Seemingly the only thing that hasn't changed about RR is multiple people going for the same catch and not letting Sanju catch it. Everything else has looked in tip-top shape. Yesterday there were those two catches, right? One which Kuldeep took, which snatched it out of Sanju's hands, and second one which Avesh and Sanju together dropped. Really, the bowling department is the one that worries me about RR. They have the capability to get smashed, like in that one match that they lost. But otherwise, looking absolutely phenomenal, guys. I am actually thinking that they will top the table and, like you mentioned, then crash out in the second eliminator, right? But topping the table should be good enough. And if you didn't listen to last week's pod, Brothi, we have confirmed that the ICC needs the selection list by May 1st or something. So as long as couple more weeks, Sanju plays well, tickets are coming. Let's go.
By the way, can we keep a running tracker of our week-by-week update to the 15 who are likely to go to the World Cup? normally, tables will have this, you know, green if you go up the table and red if you come down the table.
the power rankings of the 15.
Yeah, Hank had one job. To do these kind of graphs and put these kind of not only but arrows up and down, even that also he has stopped doing.
Terrible.
No, but I think even the selectors don't maintain a power rankings or any kind of running list on who they are keeping an eye out for during the IPL, especially if they have to select a team. Speaking of IPL performance,
before we go on, right? So the one person in this group who keeps tabs on tables is of course Tony. During the World Test Championship, he keeps a keen eye on the table, which is why that tournament goes off well. During IPL, he of course gets distracted. He only has eyes for one man and one team. As he was saying, right, the one thing that has not changed about Rajasthan is multiple fielders coming in and not letting Sanju Samson take his catch, which seems like a metaphor for Sanju Samson's life itself. Right, multiple wicket keepers coming and taking Sanju Samson's spot in the Indian team. You know,
could happen this World Cup as well. There are four wicket keepers, five, six.
No, at least seven. At least seven. At least seven, and that's not counting Dhoni, who's going to be called at the last minute. Yesterday, there was some photo released from the Wankhede Stadium where Dhoni was posing with the World Cup 2011 World Cup. They'll be like, oh.
Oh yeah, he was feeling the cup. No, he was feeling the cup.
The same feelings if Ajit Agarkar gets, then Dhoni will also go.
So why is the World Cup here? Why is the World Cup in India?
BCCI runs cricket, boss.
बच्चे का बर्थडे पार्टी में लेके आना था वो अमित शाह का बच्चे का बर्थडे पार्टी.
No, actually, do you get to keep the cup or is it a
probably a replica 2011? I guess it is the 2011 वाले का replica kept in the BCCI headquarters. So that's where the photo is.
So where is the original 2011 World Cup then?
No, I think that World Cup itself would be the replica, and this would be, I'm sorry, the World Cup itself would be the original one, and this is the replica which has been given to India, the other one.
Yeah, original.
So you're saying that every World Cup, the same trophy is handed out?
I honestly have no idea.
I thought...
If it's like the Football World Cup, it should be that case.
Oh, I thought you can keep the World Cup, but inside that, if you open the cup, there's one Kinder Joy toy that you'll have to return.
Oh, yeah.
There was a tennis player, right? A female tennis player who had this thing which you would open up every of those Grand Slam trophies and see what is there inside. I can't remember her name. That was like a running theme, actually. It was a meme it became. I think she won French, etc. And I think for one of those tournaments, someone was cute enough to actually put something in that. So when she opens, there's something inside it, yeah.
Was that Maria Sharapova opening and saying, is there Sachin Tendulkar inside this? Who is Sachin Tendulkar?
Not her. Okay, Nitin, on that note of Sanju Samson, is Sanju more unlucky in the keeping wicket-keeping stakes, or was Dinesh Karthik dud it when Dhoni was at his prime? Discuss for in 250 words.
Well. Dinesh Karthik has actually rolled back the years one more time, no? And there was also this funny video of Rohit Sharma coming and ribbing him that he had a very good innings against Mumbai Indians, I thought, right? Some 20 ball 50, managed to get them some runs on the board. During which Rohit Sharma, I think fielding at slip, came and gently ribbed him, saying, "Ah, good, score runs. There is a World Cup. You should get back into form." Under Dhoni, and during the Dhoni era, they did try Dinesh Karthik as a batsman and all, right? So, Adi, you're the one who normally asks quiz questions on this podcast. So, I'm going to ask you a doozy here. The match in which Dinesh Karthik scored his highest ever one-day score is very well remembered. Can you say which match that is?
One-day score, is it?
Yeah.
Was he playing as a batter in the Dhoni Vizag innings? Like, trick question?
You're on the right track, but no, that's not the match. He didn't play that much.
Yeah.
Iman, you were saying something.
Champions Trophy, 2013.
Yeah. Trophy. No. He scored a 70-71 something in the game in which Tendulkar scored the first ever 200 against South Africa. And that's
Nagpur. Highest.
Not Nagpur. Where was that match? Gwalior. No. Wherever that was.
I think it was Gwalior.
Wow, we actually don't remember where Tendulkar scored the first ever 200.
And Iman, I know you track these things, like you're very closely tracking Abhimanyu Ishwaran playing for Bengal. So similarly, this Kuldeep Sen, is he actually Bengali, or is he like Lakshya Sen, and Sen is not the Bengali Sen, but is a different kind of Sen? Because Lakshya Sen, the shuttle, the badminton player, he's not Bengali, he's from Almora. So, just a general question, that the Sen surname doesn't necessarily mean you're Bengali. Any thoughts on that?
It depends on on his performance. So, if he was performing well, I would have said he's a Bengali. he has been bowling shit again, back to his old ways. So, no, he's not.
Kuldeep Sen, apparently, I think it is Kuldeep Sen only, who played for Tamil Nadu. So, in extending the Tam Lobby conversation. And Ashwin was referring to him as Sanyan, endearingly, to Sanju Samson. And the Sanyan Anganika told something. Apparently, he was talking about Kuldeep Sen. He understands Tamil because he's played for Tamil Nadu in some trophy or something. Yeah. So, I don't know where he's from. The name Kuldeep Sen, I'm reminded of Sushmita Sen. I don't know why. But yeah.
He's a new Ashish Kapoor, Nitin, who played for Tamil Nadu famously.
Indeed.
Nitin, the reason you remember Sushmita Sen is, of course, the originator of IPL is Lalit Modi. And let's not forget the entire reply my SMS scenes that happened, which is Sensex in a very different context. But anyway, almost as volatile.
Almost as what I liked how Tony finished his analysis of Rajasthan Royals, saying, "I'm only worried about their bowling because they tend to get hit." Like, we have a few RCB followers who are listening to this podcast. I'm worried about Rajasthan's bowling, it seems.
Oh, man. You haven't gotten to the best part of this week. Which was Delhi's resurgence with that new kid on the block, right? What is the name? Something out of a Scrooge McDuck kind of name, no? Fraser
McGurk. Fraser McGurk.
Yeah, but the best part about him was what we read, no? Was that he was selected for the last Under-19 World Cup, but had to leave the squad because a monkey bit him, right? Come on, guys. This needs a wider discussion in terms of unfortunate injuries.
There was also an incident with Mitch Marsh. I think it was a Sheffield Shield, I think it must be 22 or 21, where in anger, he punched the wall in the pavilion and he was out for the rest of the tournament in anger. So, but still, I think monkey bites cricketer is probably the best possible reason to be out of a tournament.
Maybe he was voting for BJP. Monkey bite, monkey bath.
during one of those safari or zoo visits or something like that. Oh. It was happening in South Africa, no? Because that's where the incident happened. And I would assume, I have not actually read the details of it, but the most reasonable assumption would be it was some safari or something where this incident happened. And then he had to be like sent back.
But so, if you're scratched by a monkey, why would you be sent back? It's not like you got COVID or something, right? Did they worried that you become rabid and start biting others? Like, what was the
sent them back? Yeah, there were incidences where even if you have not been scratched by a monkey, you could have been sent back. You remember the Andrew Simons and Harbhajan Singh episode?
No, so just to round this up, Andrew Simons is actually called Roy, but he's not Bengali.
No. He was when he played well in the 2003 World Cup.
Yes, he was a Bengali. Yes, and Roy too.
I just checked the James Pleasure-Begov original incident and there's a great quote from him which says, "I guess it serves me right for getting too close to the animal enclosure. That's a lesson learned."
What did he learn? He's come to the IPL now.
Now I'm quite convinced.
But I did not watch the Fraser-McGurk innings. But I've seen some... He played for Australia also recently, right? I think in some T20
or... Yeah. Yes, I think in the Sheffield Shield also. Was it the Sheffield Shield, Adi? Was it like the other competition where he hit like a rapid-fire 100 also, I think. He looks like a very exciting prospect in terms of...
Yeah.
Just sheer power hitting, but I don't know if he has like other dimensions to the game.
He's not he's not a big built guy, right? It's more like hand eye coordination and good timing.
Yeah.
Is what I remember. So yeah, exciting player for sure. Looks like someone with a good touch.
Nitin, if you want to sound intellectual in a T20 context, you have to use the word bat swing and bat speed. That's all. Any player, why is he good?
Correct.
Bat swing, bat speed. That's the two terms to use.
नहीं मेरे को तो उसमें कुछ भी टच प्लेयर नहीं दिखा वो तो बैट के बैट भाज रहा था देयर इज नथिंग
सो दैट्स आई थिंक आदि इज सेइंग दैट ओनली दैट इज जस्ट बैट स्विंग एंड बैट स्पीड
व्हिच गॉट टच्ड वाज द मंकी टचिंग हिम देयर नथिंग एल्स टच वो बस बैट भाज रहा था
दैट वाज अ ग्रेट इनिंग्स बट also Tony in that same game I think Rishabh Pant also played a rather good knock again threats to Sanju Samson emerging.
So, in this Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy book, right, there is this very dumb monster. I forget the name of the monster. But basically, if you have a towel and you wear the towel over your eyes, you can't see the monster. So, you assume that the monster can't see you once you put a towel on your eyes. Basically, that's what Tony is doing when we talk about Rishabh Pant and other wicketkeepers. He just wears a towel around his eyes. He acts like what are you That way, maybe BCCI won't select all of them and select Sanju Samson. So, yeah.
Actually, technical question. How do selectors actually decide? Like, it is... I know we've asked this question before. Like, do they sit down just before this thing? Or do they have a WhatsApp group going off the indexes that... and they maintain a table and all?
It really depends on when Manchester United is playing. Because Ajit Agarkar does not do selection meetings when Manchester United is playing cricket. Manchester United playing football. I said cricket.
they're also keeper problem. Huh?
Oh, is that so? Follow that.
Yeah, Onana.
Have you selected squads? I remember in the last podcast. But yeah, 1 week is gone. Why not? We can select one more squad. Why not?
Select now. What is...
Yeah, the squad selection this time is going to be linked to national elections.
Please say more.
It has to...
Selection Commission of India.
Selection. Usme hai na, matlab, it has to do with vote bank politics. So, which is why I fundamentally think that Sanju will miss out. BJP kuch hai
nahi. Has not donated electoral bonds, basically.
Or hai bhi nahi udhar. It is... So Kerala is like East Bangalore in the context of Bangalore. Vote bank nahi hai udhar. So, chahiye nahi wahan ke log. Tum tax bharte raho, achche khelte raho. But... Remain like Kadu Bisnapalli. Remain like Belandur, right?
Creamy layer.
Cream layer. But the best of the best. Plays the best innings.
Matlab phony layer bol raha tha main, but haan, Belandur.
And in the context of Bangalore, it is you pay the max amount of tax, but still. Does not.
So who are the UP and Bihari players who are going to make it to the World Cup?
Hi, Pant. Pant is Dehradun, does not matter. Wo UP Bihar sab mein ha jayega wo.
Achha.
Wo thoda hippie belt hai. Yaar, you got to understand from a belt standpoint. It is a belt thing. So Ghindi belt se wo. To Pant aa gaya.
I'm sorry, I'm retracting my original introduction for Iman. He's been introduced as the resident cephalologist of this pod now.
Yeah, please thoda explain karo cephalologist kya hota hai. Iman is also nicely proudly accepting what it is. He has no idea what it means.
Say bola hoga.
Cephalologist means stamp collector, no? Oh, that is philatelist.
Actually, the philatelist of bits and pieces will be Sanju Samson because he keeps getting stamped by the selectors. So, yes, stamps.
No visa stamps.
So, Iman, just continuing that, if you were going with vote share for the majority party and that's how they are going to select the team. So what's your 11 as of now?
Wait, I have to refer to the WhatsApp group.
The selected WhatsApp group?
Jaiswal also has started playing better now. So I'm guessing he'll get a good run. I think the bowlers are where India is going to find max amount of trouble simply because there are none. There is Bumrah and then who else is there? That's it.
Shami will come back.
No, he's out. No, he's injured.
Thank God.
I think
straight for the next One Day World Cup then. Chalo.
God knows.
So who else in the who takes the all-rounder spots? Who takes the we've already decided the keeper spot as per Iman's theory. That's Rishabh Pant.
Rinku Singh, Hardik Pandya.
Rinku Singh all-rounder spot. Perfect.
Number 6 ki baat kar raha tha. Sorry, all-rounder is Hardik Pandya. And Shivam Dubey se bowling karwayenge hum.
Uska ball ka shape bhi pata nahi hai.
But seriously, why is he not getting Shivam Dubey to bowl?
Because he bowls the rubbish.
As if Hardik Pandya bowls really well.
But Hardik Pandya is the captain.
But Aksar Jadeja won't play.
Jadeja is 100% going to the world.
So then Hardik and Jadeja, done. All-rounders sealed. Bumrah done.
I have a simple answer. Go to the 2021 World T20, not the last one, the one before that. And just select that squad. That is the team that's going.
Dubai.
After everything that happened in between. all the upheaval, all the so-called change.
God, this reminds me of my work.
2021 AOP. Open the 2021 annual operating plan. That is the 2025 annual operating plan.
Product roadmap as well. It is a constant cycle of building and stripping of things so that you keep a job. So you build, then you take it off. Then you build, you take it off. You build, you take it off, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is not the kind of MVP we were hoping for from went after most valuable player, got minimum viable player. What is this? No, but I think you're right. I think 2021 team. Who was there in the 2021 team now?
Ishan Kishan, Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma, KL Rahul, Surya Kumar Yadav. DK was not there. I think that is the key part. DK was there in the Australia one. He wasn't even there in the 2021 one. Or was he there? Dubai. Might have been there. I don't know.
That's the one, right? 2021 Australia T20 World Cup is what we're talking
about. The one
Dubai,
in
Dubai. Dubai.
That was 2021.
There's very little difference between Dubai and Australia. Actually, almost no difference. The only difference is Bumrah and Jadeja were injured, so they did not go to Australia. Right? But they will both come back now. That's the difference. So, Ashdeep Singh ko bye-bye bol do. Akshar Patel ko side mein rakh do. Instead, you're going to get Jadeja.
So, Pant was there, right? 2021?
Of course. No? I don't know. Confidently say yes when you don't know.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
No, Pant wasn't there. I think he was yet to score anything in T20 cricket, so they didn't pick him then. But, yeah.
This was a tournament which Finch won, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Okay.
Yes, I'll remember.
Who were the pace bowlers in 2021? Sorry, or whom do you think will be the pace bowlers other than Bumrah?
You asked two questions. Okay, so basically, Bumrah, Arshdeep Singh.
You just said na ki bhai Arshdeep Singh ko bahar kar do. So who are the bowlers?
Fair. Chalo. Bumrah, Siraj, Ashish Nehra.
T20 World Cup mein who will be the pace bowlers?
वही बोल रहा हूँ मैं भाई आशीष नेहरा कौन? We won't select Ashish Nehra for Test matches, no. T20 के लिए बोल रहा हूँ. और कोई नहीं है.
Nitin Sundar is RP Singh in Miami. Can we confirm? Then he doesn't need
kilometers and kilometers.
Come and play.
Close by also.
So. So since Iman brings this up about pace bowlers and this whole talk about selecting people for the World Cup, there also seem to be all these performances that have led to like chorus of voices saying, oh, this person should be selected or this person should definitely be picked up for the team. I think Mayank Yadav is one of them who has come into the conversation
God.
Like that. There is like,
God.
But still, like your impressions of Mayank Yadav of whatever you saw of him now, obviously now he's out of action. And your reactions on this tendency of these knee-jerk reactions of like one great performance and immediately everybody talking about that, oh, this person should also be like the classic recency bias problem.
So one thing is clear, right? Broti has not listened to any of Adi's episodes. He has also not listened to last week's episode because all these
last
topics are
definitely not there. I don't
No, this is famously the podcast which is knee-jerk reactions as its USP, right? Like we've cataloged week on week our own predictions and changes in how we are viewing people and results and all of that. So I think that is going to continue. But yeah, Mayank Yadav was quite interesting while he lasted. But he played what, literally like 2.5 innings, right?
Or two man of the match performances.
Yeah, nine overs or something. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the third one, his pace immediately had dropped and everything. And then by the time we got to the next match, they'd already said workload management and hence his...
Yeah.
He was actually injured.
Yeah.
And then he comes on to social media and talks about how being vegetarian helps him. And then immediately I am reminded
vegetable.
Of... Yes, vegetables, steel plates, idli with insane chutney on top. I'm like, bro, to kalse meat kha. You will at least play 5 games and not 2.5.
The whole Mayank Yadav hype was not only was he picked for the World Cup, people were picking him for BGT also.
On that note, the one thing I noticed yesterday, actually the most interesting thing I saw yesterday was not the who played Punjab versus Rajasthan match. Before the match started, you guys have obviously been seeing this for a while, like Stuart Broad and Steve Smith are the panelists for this tournament, right? And so you at least got to give it to Star Sports. Star Sports at least gets you big brand names, right? So you have Stuart Broad and Steve Smith. So while it is incongruous to see them in a T20 panel, Steve Smith is a current player, will probably even play the T20 World Cup. They were asking Steve Smith whether Mayank Yadav should play the BGT and whether he looks forward to facing him or whether he is scared to face him in the BGT.
Yes. Yes.
Just for a moment, right, I felt very sad for Steve Smith for having to answer such idiotic questions while cashing a check during the IPL. But that's not even the worst thing that Steve Smith has been subject to. What I saw yesterday was Steve Smith and Stuart Broad are both cooking Belpuri. No, they were making vada pavs, I think, for whatever reason, or some kind of chaat item. And that other guy, right, what's his name? The not Sohail Chandok. Not that panelist. There is another panelist, right? Like, I don't remember his name. And he then samples the dishes that these two guys have made and decides who has a better one.
Is this that guy, Sundaram Sundar? No.
Could be him only. Yeah, yeah. What's his name? Sundaram something.
Something like that,
yes.
Yeah.
Cook with Komali.
Cook with Komali.
Komali.
Yeah, no, but the worst part is they even made these two wear those chef hats, man, like Steve Smith and Stuart Broad. Like, it is really debasement for someone like Steve Smith to have to go through something of this kind. I really, really...
That's like advanced mental disintegration for BGT, I guess.
Broti, let me ask Nitin Sundar, why do you think this is bad? Why?
Nothing, man. It's not bad per se. I have a certain image of Steve Smith in my mind, right? Like he was nearly Bradman for a while.
Sandpaper wala.
Ah, wahi wala.
Iman's question of why do you think this is incongruous or debasement is the same exact question that the cred team asks when it makes ads. Like David Warner with Rajamouli has to be one of the best content pieces from the week, right? And so, Nitin, what is this? Break shackles, man. Like, come on.
Yeah,
Tony, but please tell me, is it Rajasthan Royals resurgence or...
See you at the Oscars.
I was just looking at the last T20 series India played at home against Afghanistan. Okay. So you guys do the fill in the blanks. So I'll tell you the team. I'll leave a few, you fill in the blanks. So Yashasvi Jaiswal, Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli. I'll leave the number 4 empty. So you fill that in. Then there was Sanju, Rinku, no Iyer for this game. So now tell me who was number 4 and who was a 5 owner.
Jitesh Sharma.
Jitesh Sharma was there.
Kohli Sanju. So who was the number 4?
Sanju.
Sanju was there, yeah.
Sanju was 5.
Oh.
Sky.
No Sky. He was injured.
Definitely not R. Ashwin, right?
No.
No, it's like one of those people who was in that Jitesh Sharma mold.
Tilak Verma.
No, no, it was someone we just bagged on the spot 10 minutes ago.
Steve Smith.
No, no.
Shivam Dubey.
Yes.
Shivam
Dubey. So now tell me the five bowlers after Rinku Singh. Yeah, Rinku Singh was the number.
Mukesh Kumar.
Yes, Mukesh, yes.
Harshdeep. No, no.
Kuldeep Yadav.
Yes, correct.
Harshdeep.
No.
No.
No,
Mohammad Siraj.
No, okay, he played against Australia.
No, Siraj.
No, Siraj.
Mukesh.
So, Avesh Khan. Prasid. Avesh Khan.
Avesh Khan. Avesh Khan.
Prasid Krishna.
No, we've got Avesh, Kuldeep and Mukesh. They're two others. Two spinners.
Oh, two spinners.
Ravi Bishnoi.
Yes. And
Washington Sundar.
Yay! Human's got it. Yes.
Amazing. What is the purpose of this exercise, Manu?
Basically, we're going that how meaningless the selections are going to be because the actual team is going to be something so random like this.
It won't be, no? That's the thing. All the experimentation happens between World Cups. During World Cups, they go back to the N-2th World Cup and pick that squad. That has happened, no? Again and again. So
They want to fail in predictable ways rather than...
No. DCA is the reverse of mutual funds. Past performance is an indicator of future performance.
Beyond that, I mean, given the last week, any standout performances, matches, anybody wants to talk about? Because it was an interesting week, actually. I think two very one-sided games. No prizes for guessing who was involved in one of them.
RCB.
receiving it. DC to an extent, Punjab Kings and RCB have completely given up on trying to win games at all.
Tariq, is it a case where they're just looking forward to the auctions because they're saying that there's nothing we can really do with the cards that we've been dealt with? So it's just let's wait for the, I don't know when the next auction is. I'm sure one of you will.
Nitin,
a full rebuild.
What, Ra?
Nitin, I would like to update and tell you, not only does Broti not listen to her podcast, Adi also doesn't. Because the only thing we've got right from last week was Max saying MIR back, even before they'd won a match. And he's very confident that they are going to bounce back. And they got both. And Varun Murli going on for about 10 minutes saying how Bangalore can't wait for the next auctions. And Adi's like, has someone mentioned this before? Has this come up in conversation?
So is it just Bangalore? I'm assuming even DC and Punjab want to get into the auctions. I mean, they are also languishing at the bottom. Delhi and Punjab too. So I think
Punjab has always been like this, no? Which is why there was that one ad, right? I think it is Dream 11 where Preeti Sinha takes something
Sinha from Rishabh Pant. Sinha of Kasturi.
Oh,
okay, and Pant ends it with Punjab Cup Jeeta Hai Bhai. As in like she was saying that we are winners, you are losers or something. And
she says loser ki car thi, winner ki bana di. She's put like a winner on the car. And then the epilogue to the ad is Pant asking by Punjab Cup Jeeti Hai. So...
No, the Dream 11 ads have been good, no?
Hmm. By far, सबसे खराब acting Mohinder Amarnath ने किया. उसको पैसे नहीं देने चाहिए, पैसे कट कर.
Please explain the ad. Mohinder Amarnath was in an ad for Dream 11.
Yes.
With Sanju Samson.
Incidentally, with Sanju Samson.
Here also he is leading with burying the lead. Sanju Samson not getting mentioned.
What is the ad? Please explain. I've not seen it.
It is Sanju Samson and Rahul Chahar. Taking blessings from Mohinder Amarnath. And Rahul Chahar says, Mohinder Amarnath says, Jeete Raho Beta. And when Sanju goes, he's like, Haarte Raho Beta. And then he takes off his sweatshirt to reveal a Punjab jersey behind.
Oh.
And Sanju's like, sir, aap bhi. And the whole premise of the Dream 11 series is that there are no friends or family during this. It's only this thing. And the very first ad was really good, right? Which was Sunil Shetty sitting with Rohit Sharma and eating and KL Rahul coming in basically saying that.
Yeah, I think that like it's the opposite of the Mahinder Amarnath ad in the sense that there all three have played to their strength and acted well as opposed to like Imani saying the Amarnath one is not executed well at all.
I think Dream 11 should convert the Rajar Krishnasamy into an ad. It can also work. De Rajar, who's Krishnasamy? And bring all the 1983 players in for Dream 11 ads. That will be a good idea.
Speaking of 83 players, Kishore Kumar of our podcast, Prashant DP spoke about a Kamala Pasand ad with Kapil Dev and Chris Gayle. Has anyone seen that?
Yeah.
At least. So is Kapil's acting worse than Mohinder's? I mean, sweepstakes?
Yeah.
Who's worse?
Mohinder was. No, Mohinder is. Kapil is still better. Kapil is still better. He's at least naturally he has his voice modulations, which is shit. But his voice changes, right? Like randomly. आपके लिए मैं बोले कुछ तो कोशिश करता है वो मोहिंदर अमलर तो उसको मतलब पैसे दिया है मतलब मार मार के खड़ा कर दिया है बेटा जीते रहो मर जाओ तो हारते रहो और क्या बोल रहा है भाई थोड़ा सा एक्टिंग तो कर ट्राई एटलीस्ट ट्राई कुछ तो बोलने की कोशिश कर वॉइस मॉड्यूलेट कर डिड नथिंग वो ऐसे ही खड़ा था
दिस इज वेयर वी इंसर्ट प्रशांत डीपीस मिमिक्री ऑफ कपिल देव इनटू द पॉडकास्ट
आई रिमेंबर व्हेन आई वाज मच यंगर I did a commercial where I said, Pamoliv ta jawab nahi. I don't know how many of you are remembering, but I remember. And nowadays, I thought so many questions are there, jiska jawab nahi. Like, I have heard many people say that Hardik Pandya is best seam bowling all-rounder since Kapil. I have not said, but many people have said. And Rohit Sharma is best opening batsman from Bombay since Sunil Gavaskar. Why always seam bowling all-rounder has problem with opening batsman from Bombay? No answer. No answer. When I was playing, everyone used to compare with Imran. They used to say, Imran can do the reverse swing. Why you are only bowling outswing? They used to say, Imran speak the best English. Why you speak like this? They used to say, Imran is the sex symbol. Why you are like this? And they used to say, Imran's voice sounds sexy, your voice sounding like this. Now, later, after he won World Cup, they said, Imran also won World Cup. He has spoken about Corner Tiger, what you spoke about when you won World Cup. They are not seeing that Imran won World Cup with Wasim Akram. My highest wicket taker was Roger Binney. Nobody is seeing this. But still they talk about Imran. Now, at this time, Imran, I don't know what he's doing. I am doing ad for Kamla Pasand with Chris Gayle. What hair Imran is plucking right now?
The reason I asked about ads was because it's that time of the year when Sachin Tendulkar makes a mandatory appearance in ridiculous commercials. How has the great man fared this year? Has he been quiet or has he done a few ads?
You are insulting Sachin Tendulkar by referring to the Mumbai Indians IPL campaign as a ridiculous commercial, is all I would like to say. Because that is one of the random places where Sachin Tendulkar keeps showing up. So.
What is he doing in Mumbai Indians, by the way? Mentor, coach, guru, what?
Mascot. Mascot.
Mascot. Okay. And also, I think he just goes in to check if his statue is still there in Wankhede Stadium.
Steve Smith statue.
That
yeah,
is
it is
Steve
still
Smith there.
If Suresh Sundaram shows up and you show him Steve Smith statue and Sachin Tendulkar, he will choose Steve Smith statue as the better likeness of... Sorry, I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway.
Go. Polo, yaar. Polo.
Okay, okay.
his name is Suren Sundaram.
Okay.
That is what his name is.
So there's pretty much everything I said in the previous sentence didn't make sense then. Okay.
Is your life better with this information?
I yearned for the glory days of the famous Rupee card ad, which Ishan Sharma starred in 2 years back.
Ishan Sharma.
Remains the greatest IPL ad I've ever seen.
My God.
Nothing will beat that. Yeah.
But Ishan Sharma has also bowled the best Yorker of the IPL, right? Considering there are quite a
some
few contenders.
Great Yorkers. Yeah. What were the great Yorkers? So, Ishan Sharma to Andre Russell. That was Bumrah to Prithvi Shaw.
And in my opinion, the better Yorker, in fact, because Shaw was the set batter in the middle. And it was, I mean, precision guidance missile into the leg stump. Like, right at the root of leg stump. That was, like, incredible.
So but guys, surely that's still not the best Bumrah Yorker of 2024. I'm sure Ali Pope will still be there above that, right?
Ali
Pope. That I think everybody unanimously agrees.
I mean, I know he's a great bowler, but what is he doing so differently from the others? Because it's like Bumrah, daylight, and then the rest. It's like a massive difference.
He happens to be able to bowl a lot of variations without a lot of change in his delivery action or sort of his entire approach. I think that's his biggest weapon as of now. That's what I understand. Even when Mumbai made a disastrous start, he was among the standout performers and obviously he has contributed directly to the last two games. I think it's that simple point that everybody knows what's coming, but you just can't deal with it because it's just so good. Like it happens in baseball, there are like these pitchers who you know have these variations, but no matter how hard you try, you can't really hit them.
Like Jared Kimber a while ago, I think might be 3-4 years ago, he said, you know, when it comes to how we analyze the game, right, most teams still stick to looking at, you know, video footage and things like that. He said with the money that, and he referred to BCCI, for example, has, you should be able to get those super high resolution cameras, similar to what they use in those wildlife documentaries, where you can actually go pinpoint the exact angle where you can see, you know, where he's making a difference, right? Not just seeing it off the hand, but seeing, you know, with those slow-mo or full zoom in action, what is he doing so differently? Like you can get those high def cameras and really zone in on what a batsman is doing or bowler is doing to really get to the X factor.
This is actually direct attack from Adi to Tariq, because Adi is repeatedly asking Tariq, kya hai usme? What is extra? What is extra? Tariq is giving like some wishy-washy answer. Adi is like, bhai, achcha cameras hai aajkal, achcha se analyze karke bolo, bol jawab, ek kya bakwas answer de rahe ho.
Higher frame rate chahiye abhi.
इकोनॉमिक्स नाम रख के आप कोई एनालिसिस नहीं दे रहे हो सही से.
इकोनॉमिक्स में सबसे बड़ा स्कैम ये है कि व्हेनेवर इट कम्स टू एक्सप्लेनिंग ग्रोथ, इकोनॉमिक्स आर लाइक, ओह देयर आर लाइक मेनी फैक्टर्स बट वी डोंट नो व्हाट दोस फैक्टर्स आर, सो वी विल जस्ट से टोटल फैक्टर प्रोडक्टिविटी एंड वी विल जस्ट लाइक लंप ऑल ऑफ दैट अंडर दैट एंड वी कांट एक्सप्लेन व्हाई टोटल फैक्टर प्रोडक्टिविटी हैपेंस, इट्स जस्ट देयर.
साउंड्स लाइक प्रोडक्ट मैनेजर्स इन द टेक वर्ल्ड.
द टेक
व्हेन आदि वाज टेलिंग मी ऑल ऑफ दिस, आई वाज थिंकिंग दैट every company knows that when a product manager joins or a new product manager joins the team, he or she is not going to do anything random karega. So they are trying to look for those patterns that we usually are aware of. Product manager being product manager, they reinvent every month naya strategy, kyunki naya tool, kabhi Jira, kabhi Trello, kabhi kuch, kabhi Confluence, ghuma phira ke fir se us company ko wo bana ke 2-3 saal mein fir nikal jayega, next company ko pakdega. I think Bumrah and product managers have some, you know, consistency that way. Some similar.
Guys, important question. So, can Bumrah single-handedly... India basically are going to go to the World Cup with 5 wicket keepers, none of whom is Sanju Samson. At least 4 of whom is an anchor in the top order. They're going to have Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma. They're going to have KL Rahul. They're going to have Hardik Pandya. They're going to have multiple egos clashing. होगा यार चलेगा तो why will they leave out? They have brought back the entire expendables. They will not bring back Sylvester Stallone. So obviously they'll bring back Rahul. तो आ जाएगा.
Six keepers. Rahul Dravid also.
हाँ Rahul Dravid तो जाएगा. धोनी जाएगा mentor by the way. So 7 कर दो. उसके बाद there will be one all rounder or which will be Jadeja. Hardik will be there. So those are the 2 all rounders. Then you will have 5 or 7 tail enders they will take. उससे any 5 they will pick every day. So there'll be 5 number 11s in the squad. The only thing in this squad that is going to redeem something is Bumrah. So the key question is, can 4 overs of Bumrah, but Kuldeep kuch nahi karega, under pressure crack ho jayega. So the question is, can 4 overs of Bumrah win India the World Cup?
Sorry, I just want to clarify. I'm talking about Kuldeep Yadav, not Kuldeep Sen.
easy mistake to make, Iman. Fair enough.
Kuldeep also got injured in the middle,
which
right?
Of these
Kuldeep Yadav, not into. Kuldeep Sen. Kuldeep Sen also got injured.
Dream bowling kar raha hai Kuldeep.
He got injured though. He missed a couple of games, then he came back.
So 4 overs of Bumrah, 4 overs of Kuldeep. Theek hai. 2 overs of Arshdeep. 10 overs safe hai.
Why will Arshdeep only bowl 2 good overs? What about his remaining 2 overs?
Thukega usme wo.
This is like marketing managers, right? Please reduce your budget by half. We cannot reduce it by half. We don't know which half is working. Arshdeep will give us 2 good overs.
You realize the format of the World Cup is such that I am realizing it as you are speaking because I am looking it up. India's first 4 matches are against Ireland, USA, Canada and Pakistan. So, perfect. I mean,
by the end of it, Virat Kohli would have scored 800 runs, guaranteed a selection for the next three World T20s. And he'll also give some very stern press conferences saying, I know how good I am. Like, people have been saying, I cannot crack this format and all of that. So all of that Kohli will do in those first four games. What happens after those four games? Super 8.
Hardik bhi injured ho jayega.
You go into a Super 8. And then from there, semis. It's okay. So enough time to fuck around and find out once you get to...
No. Enough time to stat pad before you get eliminated. That is what it is.
We have Kuldeep, we have Jaddu. And will we play Bishnoi or Chahal?
Or Ashwin.
Dropping number 7 names like there's no tomorrow.
No, my point is that you only have to play the opposition at the end of the day, right? I still don't think there are world-beating T20 sides out there. Who are your favorites for this World Cup? Let's I think ask India the reverse up. Question. Because election year.
Obvious, yaar.
West Indies and Australia.
I would think, as in, yeah, again, Australia will be one of those teams who comes out of nowhere. Other teams seem to be in complete disarray. Okay. Pakistan is doing their classic Pakistan team.
West Indies, South West Africa, Indies, yes, and Australia, guys. South Africa, guys. Solid, of course.
West Indies looks good with the semi, kind of coaching them now. I reckon West Indies and England for me. Top two.
Meet India West Indies finals.
My pick would be probably a West Indies. I don't know about the other teams because, again, on paper, like teams like Pakistan and all that, they have gone ahead and unretired people like Imad Wasim and brought them in and trying to build a stacked T20 side. But I think, again, it's just one of those things. It's not going to probably make a difference. And I think Australia is one of those weird cases of where you would see a team that is completely unfit for the format, but somehow, because it's an ICC tournament...
So it is 2021 World Cup all over again.
I think Tony will be very pleased to know that nobody has even mentioned a peep about New Zealand.
Black horses.
Small blessings. Hey, so what does Ruturaj Gaikwad have to do to get selected? He wasn't there in the Afghanistan series, is it?
Ruturaj Gaikwad already has the top job in international cricket, which is CSK captain. How does he care about anything else?
It's like this asking a product manager, do you want to be a consultant again? Bolo, kyun chahiye bhai? 1/10 kaam karke 10x paisa mil raha hai mera. Main kyun karu uska kaam?
Between Ruturaj, Yashasvi Jaiswal and Shubman Gill, that should be the top three of the Indian T20 squad, in my opinion.
And which year?
Both my years.
नहीं यार ऐसा थोड़ी ना होता है अभी रोहित खेल रहा है कोहली खेल रहा है
लास्ट वीक तो आरसीबी का एनालिसिस हो गया ना और मुंबई इंडियंस का भी आर देयर एनी अदर कॉमेडी टीम्स टू बी एनालाइज्ड आई थिंक पंजाब किंग्स आर नॉट वर्थ एनालाइजिंग इवन शिखर धवन हैज सेड बाय एंड टेकन अ बिग ब्रेक
आई थिंक एसआरएच को एनालाइज कर सकते हैं दे आर ऑसिलेटिंग बिटवीन comedy and good team from time to time. They are ripe for this analysis.
No, sir. I don't know. How to remake them. But...
Himan, you can tell us about KKR then.
Tell us about GT.
Haan. GT is good. Ashish Dehra will come back.
I said that he'll be selected for the Indian team also. Yeah, go on.
So, I think GT will win the IPL this time. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Just take this statement.
Nice.
And Shubman
Gill is back actually. He's number 4 in the runs table.
He was never away. Where did he go? What do you mean by he's back?
Gaya tha thoda sa Sachin wapis.
He scored runs against England. He scored in the IPL. So middle mein kya tha? Kuch nahi tha.
Kya hai? Was he doing badly at the start of the IPL? I feel like he was. Didn't get off the blocks. If you say so. Well.
Is Rashid Khan the toughest bowler, toughest batsman to bowl to in the death overs, guys? Or is it Shimran Hetmyer? Have you seen the stats? Hetmyer's stats in the last three overs are better than anybody else. Highest strike rate, highest number of sixes, highest average also, randomly. Everything.
Better than Tevatiya.
He's the best finisher.
Better than Tevatiya? Like, are you talking about...
What about Nicky P?
Better.
Hetmyer in particular is good because I think he showed it yesterday also that I think those two, Arshdeep Yorkers, are very good. I would think many other batters would have been put off by that. But Hetmyer somehow just let those go, reset himself. Had enough strength on that. I think he really missed the length on that third one or fourth one, the one that went for six. Probably one of the best right now. I can't think of any others who are like
that
as good.
Okay, I can tell you. There is Rinku. There is
Rinku has a poorer strike rate and has hit fewer sixers per ball than Shimran Hetmyer in the last 3 years. Singing.
But what is his Basra?
Baskaro, yeah. So the reason I brought up Shimran Hetmyer is Varun Murali was vehemently supporting and defending Royal Challengers Bangalore in last week's podcast, many parts of which were very funny. But the funniest part was his defense of RCB. One thing that I repeatedly see as a theme in the IPL over the years is whenever a team does well or a couple of players do well, you go back and see what those players were doing earlier. Invariably, the good players who are playing for other teams now used to play for RCB at one point and were discarded. As Travis Head, there was Shane Watson, who randomly they picked as a middle order player. There is Shimran Hetmyer, who started off his IPL career with RCB as well and was let go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yes. Devdutt Padikkal, who also scored a lot of runs for them. And they let him go after like half a bad season or something. And then he has had like a glorious season. Of course, he's not done too well, I guess, in this IPL so far. RCB's biggest problem is premature evacuation, right? They let go of players without giving them time to come good or even identifying the right role for them. Like, the good thing RR has done with Hetmyer is they'll only let him bat in the last 3 overs. Whatever happens, Hetmyer is not going to come in before the 16th over at least, right? They'll send even an Ashwin ahead of him if they have to ensure that he gets to play in his strong time of the innings. But yeah, RCB. Yeah, that was my minimum point, that RCB Correct. Is like...
Sanju captaincy is amazing.
Yeah. Hi, bichara. Phir usko nahi lega yaar T20 World Cup mein. Sanju ko.
Can we talk about Sanju's run out from yesterday, please?
Sanju got run out, or did he run out somebody?
Come on, guys. Sanju yeah, Samson is trending along with MS Dhoni. You didn't see this run out, is yeah. it? It was an epic one where nobody thought it was out, basically. The throw came in from the deep and he basically flicked it onto the stumps without looking. And the batter was caught short of the crease. And Harsha Bogle was on commentary. And I feel like we should replay those bits and pieces. But yeah, Sanju captaincy, amazing. Running out, amazing. Batting, not too bad.
Without even looking at it, nonchalantly, Sanju Samson flicks the ball away. Exactly how the selectors will flick his name away when they are picking the spot.
Nonchalantly. And then speaking of captaincy, how have you guys rated the captains in general?
Shikhar Dhawan hands down the best, guys.
Shikhar Dhawan.
Gil.
No, seriously, but any thoughts on captaincy, or is it overrated or nothing to really see?
No,
I think, yeah, good question, that is it overrated in T20? I don't think it is, because they still need to take important calls. I think yesterday it was interesting to watch Sam Curran captaincy duties for Punjab Kings, because he seemed to be doing a lot of shuffling, changing, trying to, and a lot of those things seem to be actually coming off for him. But that's just too small a sample size. That's just one game. But I don't think anybody has stood out.
Just two things. Samson has been sort of subtle fire with the stupid questions commentators are asking, right? So I think in one match, RR actually lost the toss and they were made to bat second. And the commentator is like, would you have wanted to bat second? It's like, yeah, now I'm okay with batting second because the toss is already over. And then the match that they lost, Pommy is asking Sanju, where did you lose that match?
Last ball.
While stump mic commentary has not been appreciated enough. This was good. And the other thing was, you mentioned that Rohit Sharma sledging Dinesh Karthik, saying, hey, World Cup year, big sledging everyone put off. But Dinesh Karthik ended that match not out and smashed quite a few runs, right? Like, it was like the most pointless sledge on the planet.
I don't think it was a sledge. Like... I don't think it was a sledge. It was more like an endearing.
What was he trying to do?
I think all these guys who have played together for a long time, I mean, they aren't really You also saw Virat Kohli patting Rohit on the butt while walking past him. I think that, I mean, at the end of the day, these guys are friends. Classic. Yeah. It wasn't so much of a sledge. It was more of a, oh, you're doing well. Huh? World Cup, yeah. Good, good. And he continued to do well in that innings. Yeah.
ये ऐसा नहीं बोला था वो बोला था ये इसका वर्ल्ड कप ईयर है ये भी खेलेगा इसको करेगा
हाँ बट इट वाज़न्ट टू पुट हिम अंडर द पंप और एनीथिंग इट वाज़ मोर लाइक अ जोक इन जोक
दैट्स इट वाज़ लाइक गिफ्ट एनकरेजिंग कम
बट आई इट वाज़ अ जोक बिटवीन फ्रेंड्स
एंड सो यू आर बेसिकली सेइंग दैट रोब्रो डूइंग दैट टू दिनेश कार्तिक वाज द सेम एज विराट कोहली आस्किंग द क्राउड नॉट टू बू हार्दिक पांड्या
नो इट वाज़न्ट इट वाज़न्ट It wasn't because I think Robro's comment was meant only for Dinesh Karthik and for whoever, what Ishan Kishan or whoever was in the vicinity. It was like a chat between friends. Kohli is this whole performative
stuff, Mike man.
Kohli, on the other hand, has this whole performative aspect to his whole. Please cheer Steve Smith. You cannot boo him. Oh, Hardik Pandya, he be Indian. All this nonsense that he's been doing now for a while. Which is fine, it's his thing, but yeah, I don't think it's the same. I think the audience, intended audience was different in both cases. What I wanted to say about Sam Curran though, he has this whole Bond villain look going, man, with those silver streaks and everything. And they've done a very good job with that graphics for him, right? He's one of the smartest looking graphics in the IPL, I'd say, right?
Sam Curran.
Profile picture they make, right, for the captains or players. Whatever they've done for Sam Curran, he looks...
क्लास 7-8 का बच्चा लगता है मतलब एक झापड़ मारेगा तो इंडिया छोड़ के वापस चला जाएगा ऐसा लगता है
नहीं दैट्स ब्रॉडली ट्रू आई डोंट डिसएग्री दैट्स ब्रॉडली ट्रू तारिक यू आर आस्किंग अबाउट कैप्टेंसी और आदि वाज आस्किंग अबाउट कैप्टेंसी राइट वन इंटरेस्टिंग थिंग दैट आई हर्ड लास्ट वीक वाज दिनेश कार्तिक ऑन दैट स्काई स्पोर्ट्स पॉडकास्ट वेयर दे वर आस्किंग हिम अबाउट एंडी फ्लावर्स इंपैक्ट ऑन आरसीबी Because Andy Flower is someone who has won a lot in T20 across the world, right? I think Atherton or Nasser asked Dinesh Karthik about the impact that Andy Flower is having, and he was all praise for Andy Flower. The one thing that he said was ultimately, though, it's the captain who runs the game in T20 cricket and not really the coach. The coach's impact stops the moment you get on the field. The thing that I think about captaincy is good captaincy in T20 doesn't get noticed. But bad captaincy can get noticed, or sometimes you might not even attribute it to poor captaincy. Typically, I think it's bowling changes, man. It's bowling changes and field placements, right? And in T20, where the margins are fine and matchups are important and all, those are the places where a captain can really make an impact. Like, if he's bowling the right bowler against the right sort of batsman, of course, then the bowler has to bowl the right lengths and bowl to those plans and all of that. But if you don't even give that bowler a chance, or you've not made that bowling change when you should, and hence, you know, you've lost the opportunity for a good matchup, then you will lose the match, but nobody will really attribute it to the bad captaincy either.
Matchups happened prior, Nitin, obviously they do the, and they know whom they're playing, who's the left-hander, who's the right-hander, who's your bowling, etc. So it's almost pre-ordained, right? The matchups is not like you decide on the spot. It's almost like you know that, okay, they have, you know, X coming at number 3 or, you know, for if they put an impact 7, it'll be Y. It's not, the variables are quite limited. So it's not like you need to do too much on the field thinking, given so much happens in the back room, at least in T20s.
Fair enough. It's not always as straightforward as that. Let's take an example like GT, for instance, where you have they have Rashid, then they have Tevatia as their hitters in the lower middle order. What I'm trying to say is these guys are all very different batsmen and they tend to bat together at the same time, right? A Tevatia, for instance, will walk across the stumps and slap you to square leg. He only plays two shots if you see Tevatia's batting, right? He either does that or he carves over the covers. He doesn't have any other shot really. And then you have Rashid Khan who will stay deep in the crease.
But what about his bat swing and bat speed? Am I doing it right, Adi? Yeah.
Yes, you got it.
No, you need to say something. You need to say something assertive and not just ask the question. You need to say, oh, but he has tremendous bat speed. He maintains a solid core, for instance. Right? Then you have things like the ground dimensions coming in. Or, you know, how that pitch is playing on that particular day. You're right, during your strategic timeouts and all, a coach can still come in and feed those inputs to a captain, even if he's not really catching on them. But ultimately, in the 18th over, it's that captain who has to make that split call. Which bowler should I go with now, right? You won't notice it. And I mean, it's also easy to get into resulting bias. Say, right? Oh, he made this change and this bowler got 3 wickets, so that was good captaincy. On another day, you'll make that change equally logically and that bowler will get carted for 3 sixes. That doesn't make it bad captaincy either. I think the players have a fairly good sense of which captain is doing well and which captain is not. And they might or might not admit it. I think Dinesh Karthik came very close to saying something on that podcast. Honestly, as viewers, I don't think we have the ability to quite even realize what's happening when it is happening. And definitely your Sunny Gavaskars and the others who are calling the games for us, unfortunately, most of them, I don't think, are able to do that either.
I have a different point of view on this. My point of view is that itna koi nahi soch raha. Ja raha hai, bat chala raha hai. Captain ko lag raha. बॉलर खाली है आजा भाई तू चालू हो जा अरे तू खाली है तू चालू हो जा इतना कोई सोच नहीं रहा होगा
व्हाट तारिक सेड अबाउट सैम करन्स कैप्टनसी यस्टरडे राइट इज स्पॉट ऑन इट वाज अ स्मॉल टारगेट ही डजंट हैव अ ग्रेट अटैक द गाय डिड व्हाटएवर ही कुड विद दोस बॉलिंग चेंजेस
इट डिपेंड्स अगेन द आंसर इज इट डिपेंड्स
इफ शिखर धवन वाज द कैप्टन यस्टरडे द गेम वाज ओवर इन द 18th ओवर आई गारंटी बोल रहा
हूं ना उसको नहीं करने का है यार ही हैज रीच्ड द पिनकल ऑफ हिज करियर उसको और नहीं करने का सैम करन हैज टू प्रूव हिमसेल्फ क्या मेरे को खेलना है मेरे को ये करना है वो करना है तो कोशिश कर रहा है वो जैसे सेम थिंग होल्ड्स ट्रू फॉर गिल गिल इज ट्राइंग हिज बेस्ट टू विन बिकॉज़ उसको कुछ करना है ही वांट्स टू प्रूव हिमसेल्फ दैट ही इज अ ग्रेट कैप्टन हार्दिक पांड्या को प्रूव नहीं करना वो तो ऑलरेडी
डू यू हैव अ माइनॉरिटी स्टेक इन द जीटी बिकॉज़ इट इज टू ऑबवियस
या अदानी है भाई
सुप्रास को भी कुछ सीवीसी पार्टनर्स के थ्रू
इलेक्शन टाइम है ना इसीलिए गुजरात को सपोर्ट कर रहा है
सो व्हाट इज सैम करन्स कैप्टेंसी ऑसमनेस दैट ही डिडंट बोल हर्षल मोर देन 2 ओवर्स इज
इट आई डिडंट इवन फॉलो द गेम बॉस व्हाट आई एम सेइंग इज व्हाट यू आस्किंग एक्चुअली बाय द वे इफ ही एक्चुअली डिडंट बोल हर्षल फॉर मोर देन 2 ओवर्स दैट इटसेल्फ इज अमेजिंग कैप्टेंसी मस्ट बी सेड हर्षल पटेल
ही अनफॉर्चूनेटली हैड टू यूज हिम एट द एंड एंड दैट्स
फर्क नहीं पड़ता जो चल भाई तू खाली है बॉलिंग कर चल वो उस मोड में है तू खाली उधर उधर फील्डिंग कर ले वो मोड पे है पीपल हु आर ट्राइंग टू प्रूव देमसेल्व्स और आर यू नो और हैव अ करियर अहेड ऑफ देम फॉर एग्जांपल गिल रुतु अपना ये सैम करन राइट इन लोग कोशिश कर रहा है
अरे भाई एटलीस्ट हियर
You're also Sanjay Samsari.
Mention the name, man.
हाँ आ रहा हूँ मैं.
No, go on.
Third में. Then there is a third category of people who are somewhere in between. कि कोशिश करूँ कि ना करूँ. Career बना है कि chance है और भी. In that category, you have guys like Pant. You have guys like Sanju Samson and Shreyas Iyer.
Oh, वहाँ पे भी Pant came first.
Oh ho.
He's been classified along with Shreyas Iyer, dude. How does that
feel?
Did you guys see that video, the Krishna Bhajan, Ram Bhajan, whatever, that the Pandya brothers hosted? It is the weirdest video I've seen in the last week.
No, I haven't. Who hosted? Which brother?
Krunal Pandya brothers.
Both of them.
The real brother.
Oh, speaking, it's a good question. It's a good question.
So the other, the third brother is a half brother, is it? Or a cousin brother? Or step brother? What brother?
Step brother.
Co brother.
Brother co brother.
The headline said step brother.
Step brother. Who's been caught for cheating or something. No, but did you see this video, guys? Where Hardik is. Hardik sings like a man possessed, man. He's singing these some bhajans, right? Hindu bhajans. I don't remember which deity. I don't know how to get it.
Ram also looks possessed that song.
No, Krunal actually looks like a fairly sane person in that video. And there are some children that they keep panning to. And in fact, Krunal's holding a child. I don't know whose child. His child, probably. And there are some other ladies who are like, you know, chanting with Bhakti Parvasa. And then you have Hardik, man.
What's the point of the video, by the way?
I have no idea what the point of it. It gave me nightmares, but other than that, I don't know what the point of that video is.
Speaking of nightmares, again, a question to the two resident Bengalis on the pod. The thoughts on the LSG Panpasan the jersey for their derby against
KKR. Talking of nightmares. So someone pointed out that's a Mohan Bagan jersey and Lucknow are going to KKR wearing that.
Not surprising because I think RPSG, RPG group, as the Goenkas have their interests. So
in Panpasan?
In Mohan Bagan.
Wait, LSG.
Oh. No, wait. What does
you made two Cardinals. You made two Cardinals. One. Committed, actually. One. First of all, it was it looks like Mohan Bagan. Bhai, Mohan Bagan is the most legendary thing that has ever happened in Indian football ever. Pata hona chahiye.
मोहन बगान इज बेटर देन बार्सिलोना, तू पता होना चाहिए यार, तुम वहां पे जाके सेविया देख रहे हो, पता नहीं क्या कर रहे हो स्पेन में, मोहन बगान नहीं पता। सेकंड तुमको ये नहीं पता कि गोयनका भाई जो है वो एलएसजी खरीद के बैठा है,
वो पता है यार, बट व्हाट डज दैट हैव टू डू विद देम वेयरिंग मोहन बगान जर्सी।
मोहन बगान को उधर गोयनका उधर भी स्पॉन्सर कर रहा
है, वही पूछ रहा
उसको। हां आई थिंक बेसिकली
somebody has to tell me now how do I know that Goenka is
invested, but I think
Spain, first of all Spain is
I think the challenge with that jersey is it I mean by itself may not have been that bad, but like someone pointed out that there are those so called whatever patterns or scales or whatever
double scales
there are to it, and all of those combined make it like a very garish
pan spittle, like the patterns formed with the pan is spat out of your mouth, which you see a lot in Lucknow, which is the home of Lucknow Super Jets.
But I'm assuming that you know, for it to really work, KKR should come to the party and kind of wear the East Bengal FC equivalent colors, right? Because Mohan Bagan and East Bengal is like the rivalry, right? So it doesn't make sense that one team rocks up in a ode to Mohan Bagan and the other team wears their standard stuff. Come on, guys, get on with the program and like make it something, right? This is like a nice one.
I have a question. Iman, as the Eden Gardens expert, of course, this was the great ground which once booed Rahul Dravid and the Indian team because Saurav Ganguly was dropped. And Greg Chappell was forced to show the middle finger to them and all of that. My question to you is, who is the KKR crowd going to support? Is it going to be the Mohan Bagan jersey wearing Lucknow Super Giants, or is it going to be their home team?
Yeah, KKR crowd hai na, to KKR ko hi support karega wo. Mohan Bagan ko nahi karega. Because Calcutta is divided, yaar. Calcutta is divided into two.
Oh, so you're saying the Mohan Bagan fans will not come for this game. But the Mohan Bagan fans will come and cheer the LSD, no? They won't?
Haan, par KKR wale pehli ground bhar denge. They'll fill it
Achha.
up.
By the way, what's the divide in Calcutta? I mean, sorry for my ignorance. But so East Bengal and Mohan Bagan fans, is there like in the city, certain parts of the city kind of support this? Or it's just not that way, it doesn't really matter and it's... There's a reason why you pick Mohan Bagan versus East Bengal.
It doesn't matter, but generally people who have a heritage towards East Bengal, which is Bangladesh, they support East Bengal.
One question for you. Wasn't it in Eden Gardens that last time Dhoni supposedly played his last match and it was fully yellow, right?
And they had the
supporting
and all of that. Yeah.
Right? Was Everyone it... was in yellow.
What do you mean by he played his last match? He played...
was like everybody thought that that would be
his last match at Eden Gardens.
Last match at Eden Gardens or whatever.
Is he going back?
So we thought.
They didn't boo him. Was your point?
No, it was fully yellow, man. Like everyone was supporting Dhoni instead of KKR.
I think Tony's point is that you can't really bank on the KKR fans to fill up Eden Gardens. If CSK fans getting Shatabdi ticket can come and fill it up before the KKR fans get in.
Haan, matlab, that is also possible. The other thing is ki Dhoni fans are in West Bengal as well, creating a lot of it. And
but they should come wearing Mohan Bagan jersey to cheer him. No, why are they coming wearing CSK jersey? That is the question.
Why Mohan Bagan jersey? Why not
KKR East Bengal?
What jersey will Abhimanyu Ishwaran fans wear?
Real Betis jersey. Talking of Bengal players, I think Ridhiman Sahab might be the 8th wicketkeeper that India picks for the T20 World Cup.
11 तक पहुंचाना है यार, 11 तक पहुंचाना है।
हाँ, 11 विकेट कीपर्स। हाँ, सबको लाइन में कर, लाइक मेक देम स्टैंड बिहाइंड द स्टंप्स इन वन स्ट्रेट लाइन, एंड अर्शदीप सिंह कैन बोल यॉर्कर्स।
इट विल बी लाइक दैट वे, इट्स विकेट कीपर्स ऑल द वे डाउन।
या। ऑलराइट, सो टुडे वी हैव मुंबई वर्सेस चेन्नई, एंड इन ट्रू बिट्स एंड पीसेस फैशन वी आर रिकॉर्डिंग दिस पॉडकास्ट आफ्टर लखनऊ वर्सेस Mumbai El Clasico at Wankhede, where the CSK has already released a video set to the Basha theme music of CSK fans mobbing the Chennai team bus as it was going on the that flyover. What is it called?
Early ceiling.
Early ceiling, correct. That sounds much cooler than that flyover. Sorry. Yeah. So that is the big game for the day. Of course, before this podcast is released, we would have had a boring, yet another boring game between Chennai and Mumbai. But who is going to win, guys? Please don't give preview and all, but just give predictions. Let's see if they come right.
Mumbai.
My prediction is Mumbai.
100% Mumbai.
I think they are coming into that momentum and form they typically have. Game at Wankhede, CSK have been struggling away. I'm going with Mumbai.
All right.
Yeah, I think Mumbai thrash CSK. Thrash.
Proper hiding.
BNP Jinx.
There's also one more game today. What is the other game today?
Yeah, Lucknow.
I think it's...
That's great. Yeah, Ravi to baat kiya, yaar.
Oh, aaj hai. Yeah, so we have two wonderful games today, which we didn't wait for. Yeah. We are the RCB of podcast. We did premature evacuation.
Brother T, are you going for any matches?
No. I am not, primarily for the same reason that, again, going to the Bangalore games, not unlike results, because I was joking with somebody that I got tickets for two sets of friends. I think the good news is they'll never ask me for tickets again.
Why? because they lost.
Because these were the two games. they lost it pretty horribly at that.
But they lost other games also. RCB loses all their games.
No, that's what they do. But these guys were going like for the first time to watch in the stadium. But honestly, I think the getting the tickets is quite the issue. They are priced pretty high. And thirdly, I think it's a real struggle to go and come from a game. It kind of like saps you of a lot of energy. So honestly, not...
Oh, yeah. No, that pricing point also, I think that's when I stopped. Because like, it's insanely overpriced for no reason at all. What is the ticket pricing in Chennai?
Oh, you're asking me. I have no idea.
I think it starts from somewhere like 1,500-1,600 range or somewhere like that, and then it like goes up. And they have this whole dynamic pricing thing also, that there are a certain number of tickets released at this price. If they're all sold out, then the next one, although they are for the same stands and all that, are slightly higher price.
Doesn't Tamil Nadu have this thing where I think in theaters, the first row has to be sold for 10 rupees, irrespective of what theater it is.
And overall theater pricing is 120 rupees.
Yeah. There is cap on that as well.
That doesn't apply to stadium ticket pricing. I think Kasi Mama was on Subramaniam Badrinath's podcast, right? Where he was explaining how they are...
Is this a real thing?
This is a real thing, yes. This came out a couple of weeks back, just as the IPL was starting, Madri asked him about what is this all. Lots of fans are struggling to get tickets. What are you doing about it? And Kasi Mama very apologetically explained how his hands are tied and there are only so many tickets that they can put out for sale to fans. And they have to give away tickets to sponsors and TNCA and whatnot. But the pricing rule only applies to cinema. I don't think the CSK tickets are necessarily cheap, though they might be cheaper than what the RCB tickets in Bangalore, etc. are. I'm the expert. I should be able to talk about this because I have been to a CSK game at Chepauk in 2008. Do you all remember when L. Balaji took a hat-trick against Kings XI Punjab? I was there. Badrinath was man of the match, guys.
Who were the three?
That I don't remember.
Nitin, to bring it a full circle, Badrinath and us are running podcast now. Badrinath was playing then. You were watching. Both of you are running podcast now. So
maybe you should invite him to the next podcast. Yeah. Well done. I think we have reached the organic end of this discussion.
Yes, fair enough. I think we have... As randomly as possible, as random as some of the captaincy changes have been in the IPL, we have covered most of the corners. And I think like a drone shot in the game, it will make sense in like a long shot or a pan back. That was it for this week's episode of Bits and Pieces. So... Let's wind off. And anybody has anything to plug? Do you guys plug leftover lasagna here? Should I plug it?
Yeah, why not?
Go for it.
Yeah, so everybody go and listen to Leftover Lasagna with Tony and Nitin, which is about to drop episode number 6. That's great one to listen to.
Nitin, we will record that after the Mumbai Chennai game.
After El Clasico.
Sorry, Broti.
The more times you listen to the podcast, the greater your chance of starting a podcast with Nitin Sundar, because he started a podcast with Choppy before this on cricket, who's also part of this group. Now he has a podcast with Tony. So the next lucky listener has a chance to start a third podcast with Nitin Sundar. So gentle listeners.
Come on, Subramanian
Badrinath, are you listening to us?
So then may the Nitin Sundar podcast universe keep expanding.
Yeah.
Okay. So
no, I but leftover lasagna is nothing to do with it is nothing to do with food or cricket. Just named it really badly. It is basically an anything goes kind of podcast where we are equally clueless about things like we are about cricket on this podcast.
Much like the RCB auction strategy, which was very clueless when it let go of Travis Head, who by the way is famous for leaving lasagna for a long time in his fridge, as revealed by Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's where the dots join.
Travis Head. I moved in with Travis, and that was an experience in itself. He was, you know, fair to say, a slob of a young man. The same slob won us a World Cup who left lasagna in the fridge for about 18 months.
No. What colour was it?
Oh, tinge of green, I reckon.
Ooh, tinge.
Heady's the type of bloke to leave lasagna in the fridge for 18 months, and then instead of just throwing out the lasagna, he'll throw out the fridge.
Just terrific. Just terrific.
Amazing.
Okay, say bye, everyone, as we wind down this episode this week.
Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
All right, see you, everyone.
See you. Bye. I love how Broti was like, please say bye, everyone. We can't keep this going anymore.
Bye.
This is like relatives leaving, like a parent saying.
Okay, shadi, okay. Kana bhi okay. Chalo, Nikos.
Chalo. See you.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.